This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Weekend storms battered the coast of western Alaska, and while it damaged some villages, others fared much better. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schellenberger has more.
Kotlik is facing a familiar situation, flooding from coastal storms. Joseph Usiak says three houses flooded this past weekend.
But everybody survived. Nobody got hurt.
Kotlik sits on the Yukon River near the Bering Sea on the southern end of Norton Sound and has experienced a lot of flooding in the past year. Unusual winter storms flooded six houses in February. Storm warnings started coming in on Friday, and the National Weather Service said coastal villages would see high storm surges. Usiak says they lost about 4 feet of bank over the weekend, and he says they are used to this kind of flooding by now, especially closer to autumn. For other communities, the storm damage wasn't as severe. Chifornik Tribal Council President Peter Penruk says he didn't see a lot of erosion, but he says it was a close call for two houses that sit about 10 feet from the riverbank.
We're going to have more storm coming in, and that's when it's going to do more damage.
Chifornik is seeing erosion get worse and is already monitoring it just in case it has to move. Quinnahock is another coastal village that's experiencing a lot of erosion. Its sewer lagoon sits near the Kuskokwim Bay. But Tribal Administrator Ferdinand Cleveland says water from this most recent storm did not pass the high tide mark and didn't cause any additional erosion. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.
Next in crime, early yesterday morning, Bethel residents saw a Cusco cab crashed into a ditch in front of AC. Bethel police say they found the driver attempting to leave the scene. After resisting arrest, he was booked for driving under the influence. Cusco Cab's co-owner Naeem Shabani says he's been in the cab business for almost 20 years, and he's never seen a case like this.
I would never, ever, ever, I give you my word, support any behavior like that. And as a matter of fact, right now he's actually, quote-unquote, fired until further notice.
Shabani says the driver is suspended unless he is cleared in a court of law. But he says the case may be more complicated than it may look.
They didn't catch him in the act of driving in the vehicle. His vehicle was crashed, but he was elsewhere.
Shabani also points out that the driver was off duty at the time of the incident. And finally, Bethel residents are being advised to take precautions after elevated levels of lead and copper were found in the city's drinking water. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports the city is awaiting results from additional tests and discussing solutions.
Acting City Manager Bill Howell says the city has been meeting daily with its engineers in the Department of Environmental Conservation.
The water in our systems is good. It's when it gets into people's homes and into their faucets and that kind of thing that we can see sometimes some lead or copper will dissolve into that water.
The city tested 10 locations in city subdivision. Half those locations showed levels of lead and or copper that exceeded federal standards. Two homes exceeded lead standards. One home and the fitness center, which houses the community pool, exceeded copper levels. The fire station exceeded both copper and lead levels. The metals appear to enter the water after it has gone into the building's pipes.
So does that mean that then it's the homeowner's responsibility to fix those pipes, or does that fall into the city?
And that's a very fair question and a good question. And the answer is not a yes or a no.
Howell says that the city's water is very alkaline and likely corroding the pipes and fixtures within buildings. The city is talking with its engineering firm, Dowell, about how to make the water less reactive. Howell says that each person will have to determine their own level of risk in the situation. However,
I can tell you this right now is that we're still making water. The city's still delivering water, and we're doing that under the full watch of the Alaska DC. And so our system is still being allowed to operate because the water in our system still meets the standards that the government has set forth as being allowed or safe.
All Bethel residents received notification of the elevated lead and copper levels at the end of July, 10 months after the tests were taken in September. Under state requirements, the city was supposed to notify the owners of buildings with exceeded levels within 30 days, and all residents within 60 days. Howell says that responsibility fell through the cracks due to turnover in the Public Works Department. He has since changed city policy and put the Public Works Director in charge of future notifications. Failing to meet these deadlines could jeopardize the city's state funding, but Howell has not been informed of any lost monies. Part of the city's obligation is public education.
And I'm just reading right off the pamphlet here. You know, it says, the steps you can take, flush your system. It says let the water run from the tap before using it for drinking or cooking. Anytime the water in the faucet has been unused for more than 6 hours.
This is like worst case scenario, your water's been off all night and that's the first water that you drink.
Heather Newman is an environmental program manager with the DEC.
It's not necessarily the water you'll be drinking throughout the day as you're continuing to use, you know, use your faucets and so forth.
Newman says this method is effective at flushing out lead and copper that could leach out as water sits in the pipes. Another tip is to avoid using hot water from the tap for drinking or cooking, since it can be more corrosive than cool water. Newman emphasizes that all the locations that exceeded lead and copper levels had been tested the prior 2 years, and those tests did not show elevated levels. The city has taken new water samples and expects the results in mid-August. The city does not test homes that use hauled water. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
The community is invited to attend a public meeting with the city and the Department of Environmental Conservation the week of August 19th to learn more about the water situation and ask questions. The precise meeting date has not been announced. We have a correction on yesterday's story about New Talk's relocation. Yesterday's story said over 100 families would move to Muktovic. It is over 100 residents that will move, 21 families. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org.